Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 11, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter May 11, 2020. Imagine that you have 10 interlocked gears inside one mechanism. When each turns, everyone with every move. Before turning, I must take into account how this will affect everyone, whether it will be beneficial for them. I'm forbidden to make the slightest movement without taking everyone into account. The difference between the spiritually driven and materially driven is that the spiritually driven cancels the ego, the reward of this life, and the materially driven wants to taste both worlds, as the Zohar says, gav of this world and gav of the future world. This is evident in their relation to others. When leaving quarantine, think about what you would like to take with you into the world. How would you like to feel the world you're entering after the quarantine? Perhaps many agree with you, and you can change the outside world? If we do not change the world now, will the virus come back to us? What do we change? From Twitter, May 11, 2020. Open Book of Nature. How does Kabbalah explain the critical situation with the global coronavirus pandemic that has spread throughout the world today? Kabbalah is primarily a science that explores nature. As one develops, he learns more about nature. And there is a special stage in the development of man in creation, when he begins to realize that the whole creation, inanimate nature, plants, animals and people, exists as one integral system in which everything is connected with everyone. If we make our integral connection good, faithful, and supporting one another, we will begin to feel this system and the general program, the general laws of the universe. Thanks to this, we can better understand and comprehend nature. Kabbalah is a practical science. The stronger the connection we can form and overcome the forces of nature that are trying to increasingly divide us, the better we begin to understand the laws and phenomena of nature and are able to organize a better, deeper, and higher life for ourselves. We will know what is happening to us and will understand our past and future by rising above life and death and unfolding a complete map of nature, which began to be revealed almost 6,000 years ago to the first Kabbalists, who are researchers of nature. Let's think about what exactly brought a person from the animate level and separated him from the monkey, human egoism, which makes him exploit everything that he sees to his advantage. The animal lives, consuming only the essentials in order to survive on its own and continue its species, and no more. A man wants to take over everything and rule the whole universe. In the 21st century and especially recently, our egoism began to grow exponentially, increasing day by day. And so we need the science of Kabbalah, which helps us balance our relations. Indeed, on one hand, we want to move away from each other more, and on the other hand, to rule over everyone. Therefore, it is precisely in our time that the science of Kabbalah is being revealed, and there is a duty to educate all people about it so that everyone knows how to connect with one another. Kabbalah gives us the opportunity to attract the positive power of nature because now we are revealing only the negative power. Each repels the rest or uses them for their own benefit. Kabbalah teaches that a positive force that can be attracted and used in addition to negative power is hidden in nature. Then, with the help of these two forces, we can work correctly. But we always go along the same left line, as one rail, instead of two. The science of Kabbalah is being revealed today to help us attract the positive power from nature. We cannot wait for this force to unfold on its own. This will not happen. Only if we want to be connected and close to one another, to understand our dependence, and begin to work with our mind and heart in a more integrated form, then we will discover the positive power of unity and build new relationships between us, not to the detriment of man, but to his benefit. The coronavirus epidemic forces us to move further apart. Is this not contrary to the laws of Kabbalah, which call us to get closer? But Kabbalah is a science, like physics, that explains the laws of the world to us. It is between us, you just need to delve into it to understand. The coronavirus is a reaction of nature to the fact that human society is not able to maintain equilibrium. We want to get closer only in order to use each other even more and in the most ruthless way. And therefore, a force called the coronavirus is revealed, and it moves us away from one another. Already we are awakening such forces in nature that become destructive. If we continue in the same spirit, then humanity will be done away with. Therefore, the coronavirus stands between us and gives us time and space to think about how to better organize human society and the relations between people, which correspond to the laws of common integral nature. Otherwise, we will destroy everything. From CAB TV's A Conversation with David Blumenfeld, March 25, 2020. What is the danger of not knowing the correct relationship? Question: Do you think that the current pandemic will change people's values? Or will a little time pass and everything will be forgotten? Answer: I think that this will not pass in 2 weeks or 2 months, but will stretch for a long time. In my view, this will take from 6 months to a year, at least. The Earth is exhausted, people are exhausted, so human relationships will gradually be leveled. We will begin to wean from past egoistic interactions. We only have to take care of replacing this interaction with something kind and good, otherwise, people will just be at a loss and will not know how to contact each other. Previously, we understood from the point of view of selfish gain that we could approach this person. This one is impossible to approach, and that one we can approach only in some certain way. And now, if people stop being even in the correct egoistic communication, very unpleasant things can happen. Like a child who approaches another, snatches something from him without even realizing why or how, purely instinctively, because he wants to, so too, we can start treating each other if we lose even the egoistic principles of relationships. Frankly speaking, I am very afraid of these states. They are worse than wars because there is no communication in them. If we no longer understand each other, we will simply cease to pay attention to our actions and the consequences they may cause in other people. This is very scary. Question: Don't you think that this situation, on the contrary, unites people? After all, when things are bad, people know how to team up. That is why we are given the current situation from above, so that we understand and feel how important it is to have each other. Or do you think that, on the contrary, it will divide us and be, as you said, worse than war? Answer: I believe that every nation has its own character, its own attitude to people, to the world. I know the Russians well and feel the depth of their attraction to each other. But the fact is that this all works only at a very small level of egoistic perception. In terrible conditions, such as concentration camps or the siege of Leningrad, this may not always work. So I would not hope for such an outcome. I believe that it is necessary to attract the positive force of nature to our world by every possible way. It is concealed, it exists. Nature consists of two opposite forces. The negative force, which is mostly active today, must be opposed with the positive one. This is the only way we can secure the future for ourselves, our children, and our grandchildren. From CAB TV's program Meetings with Kabbalah, Victoria Bonia, March 29, 2020. The secret of coronavirus transmission. Question: What kind of new society can we talk about until the values of the old society are destroyed? Answer: The values of the old society will collapse very quickly because a person has no way to resist it. See how we are behaving now. Firstly, the blow that hit us is global, it affects the entire population of the Earth. The virus continues to spread, penetrating all corners of the planet. The press writes that in Africa, on the islands and archipelagos of Oceania there is no virus, because they are supposedly isolated from other countries. No. It reaches the most remote corners of the earth. Tourists or visitors transmitting the virus are completely unnecessary for this to happen. It's not that we are at home now, and then we go outside and bring this virus, supposedly from the street. This is actually not the case. The virus is in each of us. The time comes, and it is activated inside a person. And all the signs that we are allegedly infecting each other are purely external. If, for example, you take a remote island where outsiders haven't set foot and the people living there don't even know anything about the existence of the virus, after a while you will find that they too are starting to get sick. This is not transmitted in the usual way. Of course, it is easier and more convenient for us to explain its distribution by the fact that it is transmitted from person to person, but in general, these are only external, very approximate signs. It all depends on the people. They are interconnected by their thoughts, feelings, interdimensional intercommunication, and thus, transmit this virus to each other. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 5, 2020. Coronavirus will make us. Question: in the era of the coronavirus, there are people who are not afraid of anything. I saw videos of Italian mayors going out into the city and scolding people to return home. And they just walked around. Even in Italy. But there are people who, naturally, are law-abiding, sit at home and listen to everyone. What should a person really be afraid of, that he will infect himself or infect others? Answer: I am very glad that such a question is being raised. I have to think about others. And despite the fact that I don't believe doctors and I don't believe that I will become infected and could be a carrier of this infection, I still have to do what the doctors say, so that people see that I care about them. Not about yourself, but about them. Question: you mean a person should wear a mask, showing that he does not want to infect others? Does this apply to mutual guarantee? Answer: of course. Primarily. How can I do things that can threaten the life of another? Life. Today it is a matter of life. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, April 6, 2020. The group is an accumulator of energy. Question: let's say a person has not found a group yet and is studying Kabbalah alone. How can he have dissents? Is it some kind of rejection from the books, from the teacher? Answer: yes. He feels tiredness, rejection, and sees that he is not achieving anything. This is how the Creator pushes him forward so that he would continue his search even though he falls and is depressed. In principle, the current depressed state of the world suggests that humanity is receiving pushes from the Creator in order to get closer to him. Question: how can a person's dissent be manifested in the group? Answer: in the group, he develops a positive force that moves him forward. This is the only method of advancement. After all, when you start connecting with the entire group, it pushes you forward, you develop the quality of bestowal, the quality of support, you connect with others and use their strength in order to be in constant movement. Question: does it mean that dissent in the group is manifested in the fact that a person does not have enough energy or fuel to invest in the group? Answer: not just that. When you have the desire, where do you apply it? Also in the group. Therefore, the group here is an accumulator. You give to it when you have extra energy, and you receive from it when you do not have enough energy. Question: it turns out that there is some kind of bank of accumulated energy in the group. When a person is in ascent, he invests all his energy in the group and tries to make sure that everybody has the greatness of the Creator. And when he is in descent, he receives from the bank of accumulated energy and practically does not feel this descent. Is this so? Answer: yes, this is an oscillatory circuit, with the help of which we generate waves and receive them. If I invest in the group without thinking about myself as much as possible, then, in principle, These descents can last a few seconds. That is, they should be there, but they are practically imperceptible. The most important thing is to understand that if I am in the right group, in the right society, in my studies, then all this pulls me forward, supports me, absorbs my descents, turns them into ascents, compensates, and is smooth, and I go forward not on a bumpy road but on a more or less leveled road. Of course, it should also have all sorts of changes, plus minus, up down, but not to such an extent as does a person who is not connected with Kabbalah. Question: if a person does not feel the descents at all, what does it mean? Answer: this means he is not working hard enough on himself. Usually, beginners have such a period when they have not settled yet, have not entered the study. And then the descents begin and a lot of people leave the group, but after a while, they come back because there is nowhere else to go. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 27, 2019. A gold coin in an empty pocket. A good example of faith above reason is contained in the story of David Lakes, a student of the Baal Shem Tov. The student says that they sat with the teacher at a meal late in the evening at the end of the Sabbath, and no one had a penny in their pocket. They were all very poor. And suddenly the teacher said to him, "David, give me money to buy mead." And the student put his hand in his pocket, drew out a gold coin, and gave it to him. How could that be, when he knew that his pocket was empty? But since the upper one had told him to give him money, he didn't hesitate to reach into his pocket and pull out a coin. And this is not a fairy tale, but a true story. This is called faith above reason. He knew that there was nothing in his pocket, but when the teacher told him to take the money out of his pocket, he had no doubt that there must be the money that the teacher was talking about, because this is a different degree of reality. This is why the student put his hand into his pocket and pulled out a coin. We cannot judge the spiritual world from the level of this world or judge this world from the level of the upper world. This is exactly the same as with young children. If you want to understand why the baby is crying, what his grief is, then you need to go down to his level and enter into his state. Then we will know what he feels, what he sees, and why he cries. We cannot understand the cause from the height of our level, but only see the effect. The wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us how to dress in the state of the upper and then be able to reveal it, understand and feel where we get all the orders that govern us. So now, when I tell you about this gold coin, about the spiritual state that we have to reveal, can you follow the teacher with faith above knowledge and pull the gold out of your pocket? I tell you that you are at the end of correction. This is the true state immediately created at the creation of the world, only you do not feel it. But in fact, our condition is perfect, so put your hand in your pocket and pull out the final correction. A teacher in Kabbalah is a guide on the spiritual path, and you should follow him with your eyes shut. From the first part of the daily Kabbalah lesson, April 23, 2020, concerning above reason.